Sulfanilamide, a drug used to treat streptococcal infections, had been shown to have dramatic curative effects and had been used safely for some time in tablet and powder form. A liquid form was desired, however, as it was intended for children's use. The company's chief chemist experimented and found that sulfanilamide would dissolve in diethylene glycol, a sweet-tasting poison. The company control lab tested the mixture for flavor, appearance, and fragrance and found it satisfactory. Immediately, the company produced a quantity of the elixir and sent out 633 shipments all over the country. The new formulation had not been tested for toxicity. At the time, the Food and Drug Act did not require that safety studies be done on new drugs. Selling toxic drugs was undoubtedly bad for business and could damage a firm's reputation, but it was not illegal.